Let's return to Uganda for just a moment. There are rumors there about more attacks on the streets, new information about who may have helped the Somali-based militants from al-Shabaab carry out those deadly bombings that killed dozens of people on Sunday. Joining us again is the New York Times' Josh Krohn. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
What have we heard about who else may have helped out with these attacks? And is this information coming from the government or just rumors on the street?
Well, there's a lot of different sources within the government. First of all, there's the police spokespersons, there's the inspector generals who have been at the forefront of making announcements, and then there's been inside security officials, internal security ministry officials, and stuff like that. So there's a lot of different sources, and the sense is that Ugandans were involved. Obviously, Somalis are being looked at and are certainly suspected of being involved. Both Somalis from Somalia and from the rather large expat community inside Kampala.
So there's also a kind of rumors on the street that there is another attack pending. Is there any evidence to support that?
Right now it looks like it was a false alarm, but there's been about three false alarms today alone. This is a city that is swirling in rumors. Some of them have turned out to be true. Luckily, so far, most have not. But there was rumors of a bomb being found at a bank today, another one at a school. So the city's really on edge, and the police are reacting with gusto to basically every report. So far, there's been false alarms.
Well, we're also hearing reports that there is some backlash against Somalis who are in Uganda right now, and especially against refugees from Somalia.
Right. This is very unofficial, but on the street, obviously, the Somali community in Kampala has been looked at. Somalis, Ethiopians, Eritreans all live in Kampala in significant numbers, and the Muslim community here is a significant one. And one of the bomb blasts on Sunday night took place in one of those neighborhoods. So the community here has been looked at very carefully. Somali young men specifically have been picked up, detained, had cell phones taken. This is, I mean, you know, the police are just trying to do what they can do. But they're going through it, and a lot of civilians have also left tracks, threatened neighbors and stuff like that. But if you remember right after 9/11, it's nothing different from what happened then either.
And yet it's kind of odd echoes of the Arizona immigration law, SB 1070. Police officials say they're now on the lookout for, quote unquote, suspicious people, and everyone should have their identity cards with them at all times. Is that correct?
Yes, that is correct. That is correct.
Okay, well, we will keep...
And refugees have been turned away.
Refugees have been turned away at the border.
Well, there's many people that come into Somalia. They first have to register with the police if they want to seek asylum here. And the police have said they will no longer recognize any registration attempts for any Somali refugees. We'll see how long that lasts.
And Josh Krohn is a reporter with our partner, The New York Times. He spoke with us from Kampala in Uganda.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.